This is News in No Time, Tony Cox. Barack Obama's fact-finding trip overseas dominates the news. While John McCain fights for the media spotlight, it's the hottest topic right now on our blog, News and Views. And here to tell us about it is Jeffrey Bennett. He is the web producer for News and Notes. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Tony.
So on yesterday's show, we focused on the substantial media coverage surrounding Barack Obama compared to that of his rival, John McCain. We did some more of that in the segment just before you came in here. What are folks saying about that online?
Well, people were actually talking about that as the conversation unfolded during yesterday's show. So here's a sampling. Moji Odorinde wrote in our blog, "Do I see a disparity? Yep. It's because Obama is the new thing, so the media follows the new sensation." And a reader named John Jay had this to say, "Obama is the reason he's coming off well on this overseas tour. The press is just witnessing it, not creating it. This is another one of those floaters that the media picks up on, because to them, everything is about them." And then that led to a back and forth about the political ideologies of the press corps.
All right, staying with politics for just a moment. Democrats will meet in Denver next month for their national convention, and the city has come under scrutiny for what it plans to do with the city's homeless during that gathering. Tell us about that.
Well, in addition to keeping the city's homeless shelters open for longer hours, the city's actually going to give, or planning to give, homeless people movie tickets and passes to the Denver Zoo and the local museums in an effort, some say, to keep them off the streets and out of sight. So we talked about that in our blog, and one reader named Jason called it, quote, "the hypocrisy of our democracy." And we took an unscientific poll of our readers asking, is Denver unfairly targeting homeless people? And 69% of those responding said, yes, they are.
All right, a couple of weeks ago, we here started doing something new. We started putting video of some of our radio interviews on our blog. Mm-hmm. What's been the response to that?
People have been really surprised and happy about it, frankly. We posted interviews with Dr. Dre's mom, Verna Griffin, Super Bowl champ David Tyree. We had red carpet coverage from the BET Awards, and we had an interview with R&B singer Shantae Moore. It was between you and Shantae. And she explained how one of her songs ended up going to an artist I think most people will recognize. So here's part of that interview.
J-Lo and I came out around the same time when her first album came out, and Rodney Jerkins actually came and wrote this wonderful song for me called If I Gave Love. And you know, the Jennifer Lopez song was If You Had My Love. He wrote the same song for her. I heard that it was because Puff Daddy walked in and said, and heard my song and said, I want that song. And he was like, yeah, well, that's already taken. You know, we wrote that for Shantae and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, yeah, I want that song.
Yeah, so that whole clip can be found on our blog, nprnewsandviews.org.
Really quickly, what are people talking about online this week?
Well, today we're taking questions for a conversation we're going to have on tomorrow's show about Obama's rise and the impact it is or isn't having on race relations in the country. So people should write to us on our blog, and we might use some of them on the air.
Appreciate it very much, Jeffrey. Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes. Join me here in our NPR studios. Thanks, bro.